This episode of Chrisley Confessions is brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.
Good morning, everyone. It's Todd.
And Julie.
With Chrisley Confessions.
Oh, you said that with a little pep in your step.
I did this morning. I'm kind of, you know, I've been up. I got in prayer this morning at about 6:45. I mean, there's no issues with the shower. You were on your side. I was on mine. So, folks, this is a Wednesday where there's been no arguments.
No, there really hasn't.
The day's young.
Yeah.
The day's young.
For sure.
So, folks, I mean, I was laying there this morning at 6. I woke up at 6:04. I was laying there. I was scrolling through, you know, social media, and I started listening to Joyce Meyer and was listening, you know, to, you know, several other, you know, pastors, Joel Osteen, some old Billy Graham. And I got to thinking that, you know, I feel like that we become prisoners of what we create. And I think that, you know, when you start looking at, you know, if you're in a bad situation, let's just say you're in a bad marriage. What was your participation, you know, for that bad marriage?
Mm-hmm.
If you say you had no participation, then you weren't present in the marriage. So that could have easily been one of the issues. But, you know, I have said to Chase, I've said it to Savannah, I've said it to Kyle. You know, when you're going to have when you're in a relationship, it takes two. And pride is the loneliest companion that you can have. And
that's a good one.
I do feel that way. Mm-hmm. I feel like that. And I said this, you know, when I was, you know, giving counsel yesterday to one of our wayward children, that pride, you know, the Bible tells you pride cometh before the fall. So, you know, I said, you know, when I was talking yesterday, I said, you know, listen, pride is the loneliest companion you'll ever have. If you know that you're wrong in something, then pride shouldn't play a part in it. You should be man enough or woman enough to step up and say, you know what, I was wrong in that. And I apologize, which I have done with you many times. Mm-hmm. You have a hard time apologizing to me.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I feel like that in listening to this scripture this morning, I got to thinking that we are all prisoners of the life that we create.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're in a bad marriage and you stay in it, you became a prisoner of what you created.
Mm-hmm.
If you're dating someone and you're in a bad relationship, you stay in it, you created it.
Mm-hmm.
If you are struggling with financial difficulties, you know, some things are outside of your, you know,
outside of your control.
Yes,
sometimes.
They're outside of your control. But once you're aware of it, then you have to start trying to turn the ship around
mm-hmm.
and start trying to correct it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that, you know, when I was laying there, I felt like, you know, wow, This really is a big moment because I don't want to be a part of anything that I create that's negative.
Right.
I want to try to correct the negativity.
Right.
And, you know, when I look at all these things on social media and the things that people say to each other,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't even know this person and you have snapped back here with some bullshit that you don't even know this person. I mean, I look at some of the, you know, I don't get a ton of negative stuff, but I do get some. You get some.
Mm-hmm.
The kids get some. Mm-hmm. I think you probably get less than anyone.
And I am probably.
Because you're the least active on social media.
Well, but I don't feed into it either because I don't understand it. Like, and I've said this before. I say this all the time to Savannah. I don't understand. The people that I follow on social media, those are people that I, you know, I want to see what they're doing in their life. I want to, and you know, I want to be happy for them when they have their successes. You know, I want to help and pray for them when they're having their difficulties. But
and we all have difficulties.
I never want to be someone that's negative. I don't know why you would follow someone and then say negative things about them. Because I would never, to any person that I follow on social media, I would never say something negative to them. I don't understand it.
Well, I mean, I feel like that, you know, what are you trying to accomplish?
Right.
You're trying to tear someone else down.
Right.
Because of how miserable you are.
Yeah.
And there is nothing, let me tell you something. No one will ever follow everything that you're doing more so than a hater.
That's true. That's very true.
So give them bitches something to shout about.
Right.
Live your best life. Give those haters something to hate on.
Right. But also, there was something I saw on social media the other day. It was a little saying that I thought was really good. It actually, Kane Brown posted it. And he said,
who we love,
there are 1,440 minutes in a day. Don't let that one a-hole that ruins one get the rest of your 1,439.
Amen.
And how much true is that? I mean, how true is that?
Amen.
That why give them that power?
That's exactly right. And, you know, it's I feel like that, you know, I'm not going to volunteer my joy.
Right.
I'm not going to give you my joy.
Right.
Nor am I going to stand idly by and let you take it.
Right.
So I'm looking back.
Well, it's hard to come by these days.
It really is.
I mean, with just everything, when you look at everything going on in our world, everything going on in our country, everything going on in our lives, just when you're dealing with, like you said, a marriage, a relationship, children, work, all the things that we have to deal with on a daily basis, joy is sometimes hard to come by.
So it is. So you have to
protect it. You can't let someone take it.
That is your gold. That's what you have to lock up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I'm having a conversation with one of the kids, and you have said yourself, you know, our kids come to me for advice. And, you know, I find that the older that I get, although my advice does somewhat stay consistent, I find that there is a different perspective to certain things that I may have responded to, you know, with the two older ones.
Right.
Compared to what I'm or really, you know, the four older ones versus
right.
what I give to Grayson. You know, a prime example was yesterday. Grayson isn't, and I'm not, listen, I know every parent's going to say what I say if your child plays ball, but Grayson is an excellent athlete.
Well, I'm glad that you brought this up.
Well, you want me to finish the story?
Go ahead, but I want to weigh in.
Grayson is an excellent athlete, so much so that people contact us every season trying to get Grayson on their ball team. And, you know, Grayson, we have a coach that's with him, you know, four and five times a day.
A week,
mm-hmm. I'm sorry, a week. And, you know, he has batting practice and he has pitching and he works out every day. And, you know, he's putting in the efforts that he's, you know, that into something that he loves, which is baseball. And, folks, he is an amazing ball player. He's a left-handed batter. And he is a hell of a pitcher.
He's a left-handed pitcher.
And he's
even
a left-handed
more important.
Pitcher. So, folks, I'm looking at this long-term, like, retirement benefits.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you're doing
but
that.
But I'm going to say, she's itching because my wife tries to be a nice person. I try to be nice, but really my nice needs to come natural because I ain't going to put a whole lot of effort in it. So there's been several times that Grayson has played ball that some of these parents, because their child is not as good and really shouldn't even be out there playing. I'm not a participation trophy kind of parent. You get a trophy if you are great at what you're doing. That's how we've always recognized people that are superior in certain avenues.
Mm-hmm.
If you graduate top of your class, guess what? You're at the top of your class.
That's true.
There's not 364 other people that graduates at the top of the class.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there's not any other pitcher on those teams that my son's pitching on that's as good as he is. I'm going to finish because you were itching to put your spin on something, on how you handle things versus how I handle them. So last night, folks, he goes to pitch. He strikes everyone out. go ahead.
Yes.
Strikes everyone.
Well, there was one person, but they got to first, and then he struck the next three batters out.
Right. So the one on first didn't do shit.
So there was four, but he struck three out.
So then it happened again.
Nope. After the first time.
After the first time, the other team started screaming that Grayson needed to come out.
No. No.
Okay, go ahead.
It wasn't the other team. It was actually the coach, which I think even makes it more.
The coach of the team.
So the coach, the players weren't saying anything. The coach comes out to our coach.
But this is the coach for the other team.
Right. Yeah, the coach for the other team comes to our coach and says, Grayson cannot play this game. You are going to have to forfeit this game because he has not had the appropriate rest period as per this league. So our coach, who is very smart, he's an attorney.
That don't mean shit, though.
Well, it doesn't, but our coach is very smart.
Right.
And he says, that's not true. The regular games, the regular weekly games, there is
a two-day rest period.
Mm-hmm. If it's a tournament, there's a three-day rest period.
Right.
So Grayson pitched on Saturday. So he was able to pitch on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
But they just kept on and on and on about they did not want Grayson pitching.
Why do you think they didn't want my son pitching? Because he sent them other kids to the bench.
Well, that's probably true. But my thing is, as a coach, he should have said that shouldn't have been an issue. You know, if Grayson had not followed the proper and his coach not followed the proper protocol, then yes. But they had. That coach should have said to his boys, listen, it didn't matter who's pitching. You go out there, you keep your eye on the ball, you hit the ball, and that's it. We're a team, and we're going to give it our all. But he didn't do that. But I also, of course, that made Grayson feel very good because he felt like, okay, I'm good. I'm worthy. He was finding some self-worth in the fact
he was smelling himself.
That the, you know, they didn't want him pitching because
he was a threat.
So he was a little cocky and Chase was there. And, you know, he, in my opinion, did not handle it the way that he should have.
Mm-hmm.
And he and I had at the end of the game, he batted, he got on base and literally stole all the way to home, which was kind of a. Ugh.
Folks, basically what it is that my son at Fort B 15 this week, is the future Chipper Jones.
Shut up. Okay, so you guys know how I feel about my kids, and I hate using any kind of toxic chemicals on them. And wouldn't it be great if there was an all-in-one solution that could help support the natural healing process and keep your skin clean? Active Skin Repair is a multifunctional, all natural and clinically proven skin repair product for cuts, rashes, sunburns, insect bites, athlete's feet, and more. I mean, my Chloe girl, who is 8, is forever scraping a knee, scraping an elbow. She has, you know, successfully learned to ride her bike without training wheels, but along with that comes many accidents along the way, and she's just a little clumsy. So I love the fact that I can keep Active Skin Repair at all times in my medicine cabinet. It's completely non-toxic, no sting, and safe to use around eyes, ears, and mouth. It contains the same molecule produced by the human body and used in hospitals. Pediatrician and FDA cleared to use on even the youngest members of your family. Active Skin Repair has the seal of approval from the National Eczema Association. Get 20% off your order and free shipping by texting CONFESSIONS to 64000. To get 20% off plus free shipping, text CONFESSIONS to 64000. That's CONFESSIONS to 64000, 64000. Message and data rates may apply. With the most rental listings anywhere, there's no wrong way to get into your right place on Apartments.com. For instance, you can latch a tablet to the wall or throw magnetic darts at the rental search map or could lather your phone screen in peanut butter and let your furry roommate lick their way to a tasty new pet-friendly place. Or you could use a tablet like a spirit board and call upon your beloved late Nana so she gets her say too. And now Apartments.com even offers virtual tours so you can explore your potential place from anywhere with an internet connection. At a bar on a bad first date, knock yourself out. On a tandem bike pedaling across the beach, not advisable, but certainly not impossible either. Across base camp at Mount Everest, now that's nearing the summit of all the ways you can search. From the tried and true methods and the virtually enhanced techniques to the downright unorthodox approaches, you're bound to discover that special somewhere to call your own on Apartments.com, the most popular place to find a place. I had a conversation with Grayson last night because I was not happy with the way that he conducted himself. I did not think that his attitude was becoming of the way that we are raising him, mm-hmm. nor was it becoming of the way that I feel like the majority or all the parents that I know on our team are raising their sons. And I told Grayson, listen, son, people are going to forget your name. They're going to forget your face, but they're never going to forget how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to use last night's experience as a learning experience for him because I do think he could have handled it much better. And I don't like the cocky attitude. I don't care if you're the best person on the team. I don't care if you're the smartest person in the room. I don't care if you got more money than anybody else that you are surrounded by. I don't care about those things. It is truly about how someone feels and how you make someone feel. And Grayson could be a very good leader on our team, and he could be an example because he is one of the older boys on the team to the other kids on there. And I hope that he uses last night as that experience.
Well, let me just, you know, folks, just so that we all know that Julie and I are on the same page, which I've not even talked to you about.
This. No, we have not. That's why I kind of interjected because we had not even talked about
right.
that.
So last night at 11:49 p.m., I get a text message from Grayson. He's in his bedroom. He said, I understand what you said, but I did tonight. I understand what you said, but what I did tonight, I rarely have ever done. I just did it tonight because they tried to get me kicked out instead of playing the game. So I lost all respect for them. And I said, I understand, but you win when you handle yourself with humility and class. Play harder, smile bigger, because inside, smile bigger, and inside, knowing the entire time that you're getting to them because of your talent, the talent that God gave you. He said, yes, sir, but do you understand why I was frustrated? He said, I don't do that against anyone else because no one tries to do that to me. I said, I do get it. But they win and you lose when you let them cause you to step outside of your raising and your character. He said, yes, sir. I said, but I'm so proud of you and how good you are. My dad and uncles are smiling down from heaven because they lived for baseball and were all great at it. You are just a little better. And he said, thank you. I love you. I said, I love you with all my heart, son, and always will. So what prompted that exchange in the text message was when he came into our bedroom. He said, Mom, tell you what happened. I said, she did. I said, let me hear your version of what happened. So he tells me. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much the same. And I said, and did that make you feel good? I says, to act cocky or, you know, to act like, you know, you were 21 years old and been signed to the MLB? No, sir. I said, so then you stepped outside of your raising, I says, to do something that you got no gratification from.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but Daddy, you don't understand. They were trying to get me kicked out of the game just because I'm better and because we were winning. And I said, son, life is all about elimination. It's eliminating your competitor. I said, you don't get to the top. I says, there's one spot at the top. There's one spot. There's only one place for first place. And I said, so in order for you to maintain, you have to constantly be working and to be better. And I said, and so you allowed them to cause you to step outside of your raising, which says that your mother and I are not finished. I said, so at this point, I need you to love being humble as much as you love the sport. Because that's when you truly reach the masses, when people see the humility. So this is your lesson. I expect you to learn from it, and we're going to move forward. That's what prompted the conversation. And Chase told him, he said, you know that Daddy's right. He said, I know, but I'm just mad. He said, I understand. He said, but you know that Daddy's right. So at the end of the day, you know, I'm not this parent who believes that every child should get a trophy. I believe that, you know, you have a team and you build a team because you want to be the best. You want to be the winner. You want to win the tournaments. You want to win, you know, the series. You know, you want to win the championships. And you facilitate or put all of these people, these guys together to build the best team possible. And yes, it's fun for kids to go out here and play ball. It should be fun. That should be what it's about, is being fun. But kids today are looking at this at 13 years old, 14 years old, as, you know, this is something I want to do the rest of my life. And they know that that's a half of a percent.
I think that's the problem. They don't realize that, because I have this conversation with Grayson all the time. You know, I just want to play baseball. I just want to play. Yes, that is an amazing goal to try and attain. But we're going to also have a plan B, C, and D.
That's right.
Because you and I both have met young people who had one thing in mind
working for them.
And that's it. And when that one thing did not work out, they don't know how to navigate their life. Because they never had a plan B, C, or D. I don't want my son to be that way. And so I keep having those conversations, and he gets very agitated with me. And, oh, mama, you know, okay. And I literally were in the car. Okay, so what if baseball doesn't work out? What else do you have a passion for? What else? I don't want to do anything else. I'm like, your task for me is to find something else that you love, that you have a passion for, that you can also cultivate while you're working on your baseball.
Well, he has told me that if it doesn't work out and he's not drafted, then he's going to work for ESPN as a sports commentator. Well, which he would be amazing at, because yes, this kid knows more about athletes and their contracts and how many points they got for the game, or, you know, how many runs they got.
And it's everything from baseball to basketball to football to boxing to golf to, I mean, it's crazy.
He follows all of it. And I mean, you know, he's got, how many TVs does he have in his room?
Four, three.
Three? Three, yeah, three across the wall, yeah. So, and he has all these games going, and he's studying the stats and all that. And I'm like, I think he's literally going to end up being a bookie in Vegas.
I hope that's not his plan, B, C, or D.
Yeah, exactly.
I just hope that.
Now, Mama Nanny Faye would be down with that.
Right, but Mama Julie is not.
Exactly.
Is not. So, yeah, so I think it goes back to that we're all just trying to do our very best when it comes to raising children. He's number five. Last night is proof we're not finished. Last night is proof that I don't know everything about raising kids, that I have not mastered it yet.
I don't think that any parent ever masters raising a child, because the raising of your child doesn't end until the day God calls you home.
Amen.
So,
that's so true.
You know, I look at our kids, you know, I look at Chase and Savannah now, and even Kyle, you know, how they'll call me and they'll say, you know, like, you know, Kyle's married, and you know, if he's wanting to talk about something in his life or whatever, and I give him the advice, but then Chase will call me about Emmy, and then Savannah will call me about Nick, and then Nick will call me about Savannah, and Emmy will call me about Chase. And I just think to myself, I got the dumbest bunch of people around me.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, but it's okay, pretty true.
I just think to myself sometimes, when I was your age, I had two kids. I was working 12 and 14 hours a day in a cotton mill. looking up every day that I went in there and seeing all that cotton flying everywhere and saying, God, I am not asking you to solve my problems. I'm asking you to give me the strength to face tomorrow, and I'll come up with a plan. And he did. But I was surrounded by smarter people than what I am today. Okay. Because when I think about this whole tit for tat, every relationship today is way more tit for tat than what it was when you and I were.
Oh my gosh, I literally said this in a scene yesterday. I was filming with Nick and Savannah yesterday, and I literally said something about being tit for tat, that she is. Now, you're that way a little bit.
I think I've always been of the mindset, okay, so that's how you want to play the game?
Then we'll play it. Because I can assure you I can master it better than you.
There you go.
Okay. And Savannah is so that way. She is so that way. And I said,
but
that doesn't get you.
So is Nick.
Right,
but
and that's why they constantly butt heads.
And the same with Emmy and Chase.
Right. It doesn't work playing these games.
100%. And I literally just had this conversation the other day, you know, with two. I'm not going to single out which two it was.
It could be either the four.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But I had conversations with two of them the other day, and I said, let me explain to you how this works. If I and Julie had decided that when we got together that I'm not going to do anything I don't want to do. If I don't want to do that, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I says, then she and I would have never made it past one night.
No.
I think that our marriage has lasted. And folks, let me go on the record here. I am a blessed man who I thank God every day for the woman that stands beside me, that has raised my children, that has been an exceptional wife, daughter-in-law. I mean, I'll put my wife against any woman walking in all aspects. Now, she is not a great driver. She does tear up cars. She's forgetful as hell.
Now, I've been on a good run lately. Knock on wood.
Yes, knock on wood. You have for a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. It's been a while. I think we're all out here looking for the perfect gift, especially now, a gift that truly has some meaning and not just something that anyone can go out and buy. And that's why I was super happy when I found Paint Your Life. I actually decided to do this for my own mother, and it was the perfect gift, you know, because we're not able to see each other like we did before. And when I heard about paintyourlife.com, I thought, it's great. That's the perfect solution for me. So if you want to get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price, go to paintyourlife.com. You can choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. It has a user-friendly platform, and it lets you order a custom-made hand-painted portrait in less than 5 minutes. It's quick and easy process, and you get a hand-painted portrait in about 3 weeks. So at paintyourlife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love your final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right, 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word Chrisley to 64,000. That's Chrisley to 64,000. Text Chrisley to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Again, text Chrisley to 64,000. Who doesn't love a good mystery? In the hidden object murder mystery game, June's Journey, you'll awaken your inner sleuth and step right into a thrilling adventure set in the heart of the Roaring Twenties. You play as June Parker, an amateur detective investigating the mysterious death of her sister. This free-to-download mobile game puts your powers of observation to the test, not to mention your memory and logic skills, leaving you refreshed and ready to tackle life's next thrill. Join 30 million fans across the globe and awaken your inner detective with June's Journey. It's free to download on your phone or tablet. Search for hidden objects and collect clues to solve the mystery. Endless hours of fun with thousands of intricate scenes and new chapters every week. This game, it is one of the prettiest games. It has the most beautiful graphics and colors. And I love, as I'm getting older, to have games on my phone that make me think, make me use my mind, and also something that I can enjoy. So join the 30 million fans across the globe and awaken your inner detective with June's Journey. Download June's Journey free today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
But, you know, I'm just trying to point out that you do have flaws.
I do have horrible memory, especially
with the medicine that she's been on.
Yeah.
But
I have no estrogen, folks.
Which makes her like feel like she wants to box people. But, you know, for the most part, 95% of my marriage, I have been so blessed with. But it happened that way because we, I feel like, knew our roles.
Yeah.
There was no, like, you know, I went out and worked every day.
Right.
But I never handled our money. I mean, Judy, this is what we've got to have. This is what I've got to pay. You know, whatever. You paid the bills, and that was the end of it. And, you know, yes, I remember one time saying to Julie, I said, I need to see a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I need to see what you're spending money on. I need to understand where money is going.
Right. And the big thing was how are you spending this amount of money on groceries?
$1,800 a month. And I was like, how are you spending this much on groceries? My mama never spent $1,800 a month.
I said, okay. Well, listen, you were going to the Winn-Dixie with $2 and getting a gallon of milk, a candy bar, and had change left over. I said, do you have any idea how much a gallon of milk costs?
And I had no idea.
No idea. None whatsoever. So absolutely, we had our defined roles. And a lot of people, I think a lot of this generation say, oh, well, you know, this is sexist. This is whatever that, you know, she's doing. There's no female role and male role. Everybody should be doing the same.
There's a female. There's a male role. When a female doesn't want to do what a man has to do, and there's a female role when a man's having to do what a woman's having to do.
Well, I think that I don't care however you want to define your roles. I think in any relationship, each person has their place. Each person has their strengths.
Yes.
Each person has their weaknesses. And if you
and that's biblical.
Sit down and acknowledge those and say, okay, this is the game plan. This is how we're going to run our household. This is how we're going to run our relationship. I think that's the problem that people run into today, is they never sit down and truly discuss those things.
Mm-hmm.
They never talk about them. And the whole, like you said, the whole tit for tat. Oh, well, I watched the baby for 2 hours and 37 minutes. So now it's your time to watch her for 2 hours and 37 minutes. That is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
But we know people that do that.
I know people that do that. I've talked about this before. I'm at the grocery store all the time. Literally, this woman came up to me and she said, child, you're at the grocery store as much as I am. Because we always see each other at the Publix. Yes, I am. But it's amazing to me that the couples who will check out at a grocery store, and it's obvious they're a couple, and they will start picking out of the cart, this is mine, these are my grapes, these are my avocados, this is your quinoa, this is your lettuce, and literally splitting it up like that. I mean, that to me is crazy.
If I was a woman, which I've been accused of being,
right?
If I was a woman and a man thought he was going to lay in my bed and make me pay for my lettuce, then he ain't getting none of the muffin.
You are awful.
It's just that simple. Because, I mean, where did this whole shit start that a man feels comfortable and not being the provider.
I think it comes back to...
Because women have literally said, I am woman, hear me roar. I can make the same amount that you're making, so therefore I'm going to do the same thing that you do. Well, if you don't want a man... Now, this is a prime example. Do you remember when I opened a door for this woman in Beverly Hills?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you can go ahead. She said, what did she say?
I can open my own door, thank
you. I can open my own door. Well, when you say to a man, I can open my own door, I can pull my own chair out, I can pay my own bills, I can build my own house, I can do this, I can do that. What the hell do you think that man thinks he's needed for?
Right, I do. I think it has become, we have put up such walls to try and protect ourselves from being hurt, from being taken advantage of, to... all those things, but it has created such a divide in relationships that relationships have become partnerships, not relationships.
Well, I like the muffin, so I'm going to pay for the lettuce.
Well,
and so at the end of the day, I would never think about saying to you, okay, Julie, I'm going to pay for half the groceries. You pay for half the groceries.
It's crazy to me. But even, and I've had this conversation with other people before, too. When we go out to dinner and take our children, when our children are with us, not us going, even just like for lunch, because our situation's different because we're with our kids a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But even if we go to lunch with our kids, I always pick up the check.
Well, we always try to. Now, there are many times that Chase and Savannah,
right,
they have already gotten up and gone to the restroom and they took their card to the server or whatever.
Right. But there are people, and there I know of parents, you know, who don't think that they should do that.
Well, I mean, you know what my philosophy is when it comes to that.
Yeah.
What do I always say?
Well, you always say, you're my kids.
And I'm going to feed you until the day that I die.
Right, right. I don't know. I don't think, because I don't want to just bash the younger generation. Because
I feel like sometimes even
our generation of the parent, when I say our generation, the parents' generation, you know, I don't, it's so weird the way some people do.
I mean, like the car detail people are at our home every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And if Chase and Savannah are there, what do I do?
You have their cars clean.
Yes. And
God knows they need it.
But I make sure their cars are cleaned. If they're at my home on Fridays and we're filming and the detail people are there, I say, make sure their cars are clean.
Because Savannah's is just
a
hot mess.
Yes.
What was that game show? Was it Let's Make a Deal? Is that what it was?
Or with the purse?
Yeah, with the purse where they said, okay, and if you have a umbrella in your purse, we'll give you $100. Savannah would win the lottery. If you got a sewing kit in your purse, we'll give you whatever. Was that Let's Make a Deal?
I don't remember.
Her car, I swear to you.
If you needed to fix, if you had a flood in your house and need to turn the water off, she's got that tool. Uh-huh. If you need to get dressed for a red carpet event,
she's got it.
If you've got cut your left arm off, she's got it. She can suture you up. She's got something of everything.
She can do your hair, your makeup. Literally, the other day, we were doing our interviews that we do on Fridays, and I was looking at all these clothes were hanging up on this rack, and they were all wrinkled. I'm like, why are all your clothes wrinkled? Oh, they were in my car. I'm like, what? Who does that?
I know. It's the craziest.
Who does that?
And she was raised better.
She was raised better. Because to keep in mind, my clothes were on a hanger that I have a little tag that says when I wore them, what I wore them with, and they're all right there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, Who do you belong to? I mean, like...
I don't know. Listen, if she didn't look so much like me, I'd question it. Because now you know how I am about stuff like that.
I mean, the other day, Todd's like, okay, I'm going to ride with you, Savannah. And there was like two or
and
three of us.
And what happened?
All of a sudden, she opens the door and starts throwing things in the back.
Because she was
like,
scared
throwing.
I was going to see it. But I'd already seen it. What did I do?
Yeah, you went
I went
off
the hell off.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't like that because I don't think that you are being... I don't think that you're being respectful, you know, for what you... You know, for what
for
you have.
Taking care of what you have.
Exactly.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks, I don't know if you guys know it or not, but we literally film, do our podcast here at Jay DeMarcus's home every Wednesday. Jay, would you like to say hello to everyone?
Hi, everybody. How are you?
And Jay just walked in. I think he's been, have you been working out?
An hour ago.
an hour ago. Wow. Yeah. Look how skinny you're getting.
He's getting ready to get back on the road.
I'm telling you right now. But now, you know, but you've got a recording artist. What's her? What's the name of the one that I like so much that's out right now on your label?
Cade Thompson.
Cade Thompson, yeah. Folks. That's what I said.
You said her.
Oh, but there's another one. There's a female artist that you've signed recently.
Yvette Luna.
Yes. And I'm telling you, because your new label, mm-hmm. Red Street Records, folks, everyone knows that Jay DeMarcus was literally the star of Rascal Flatts.
Okay.
I mean, everyone knows that.
It's deep in here.
I'm just trying to make sure my rent doesn't go up on this studio. But you have started your own record label now, and you're signing some amazing artists.
We are, yeah. Jason Crabb is on there, too. We were able to sign him last February.
Who I love.
Yes.
Love
amazing.
Him.
We're really getting up and running. We lost a whole year there due to the pandemic. But
right.
We've made up some lost ground, and this year is going to be great for us. We couldn't be more thrilled.
I love that. And so, I mean, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we've got so much stuff going on, but Jay just stepped in to say hello to everyone.
Yeah, and I think to like,
I think that to try to see anymore since you moved to Birmingham
and to try to get me to get out of the studio.
That's it.
But you know, what we were talking about is that I feel like that with men today, men need to know their role. You are to provide for your wife, for your children. You are to make sure that you provide a safe setting for that child to be raised in, for your wife to find peace and comfort in knowing that she's safe when she lays her head down at night. You are to be a good father, a good husband, be a good steward of what God has entrusted in you. And the women need to make sure that they, since it's an equal opportunity world right now, you give what you get. You need to be that safe harbor for your man. You need to provide and take
That's
care
true.
Of your home and what your husband provides. Mm-hmm. And if you're both working together, then you put your money together in one pot.
And put your time together. And
yes.
Know that if your wife's working full time, you're going to have to step up to the plate. Because if you're working full time and she's also working full time, then everything
everybody
has to
be a partnership.
A partnership.
That's exactly
for sure.
Right. And you know it. And you know yourself. Before we were ever able to hire someone to help us in our homes, I did as many loads of laundry as what you ever did.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mopped every floor. You would strip the beds, I'd mop the floors.
Right.
And, you know, I know how to do that. I mean, when you and I got together, I actually kind of, you know.
Yes, you did, Todd.
Go ahead and tell the world.
Yes, you did. You taught me so much.
Thank you, darling.
Yes. Nutrafol is a product that I have been using for many months now. I was actually turned on to it by Savannah, who had started using the product long before I even knew about Nutrafol. And 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, you know you're not alone and that there's a solution you can trust to deliver results. Thousands of women have taken back control of their hair with Nutrafol, with many users raving that the supplement not only transformed their hair, but restored their confidence too. Savannah decided to let her hair grow back out after cutting it really, really short. And her hair tends to be thinner and just a finer texture. So Nutrafol was the perfect solution for her because her hair is now growing. It's thicker. It's easier to manage. Nutrafol offers two targeted formulas for women that are clinically shown to improve hair growth and thickness with less shedding through all stages of life. Healthier hair growth takes time. You'll begin to experience thicker, stronger, faster growing hair in 3 to 6 months. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. More than 1,500 top doctors recommend Nutrafol as an effective and high quality solution for healthier hair. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering the promo code CC to save 20% off your first month subscription. It's the best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time. Plus, free shipping on every order. Get 20% off at Nutrafol.com. That's spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code CC. Every inch of the all-new Tucson has been completely reimagined, resulting in an SUV loaded with available innovation both inside and out. From design to technology to safety, every aspect of the new Tucson has been improved upon. From a digital key that allows you to use your phone as a spare key, which I absolutely love that idea, to the LED daytime running lights that are stylishly hidden within the front grille, making them invisible when not in use. There's also user profiles plus a 10.25-inch full-touch infotainment screen. And this screen, guys, is so big but not overpowering, but it allows you to see. It allows you to control everything in the car, from your navigation to your radio. You know, there's also so much room in the new 2022 Hyundai. And who doesn't need the room? I mean, when you're hauling kids around and you've got ball bags and bikes and scooters, I mean, you know, we all want the best of both worlds. And that is a great looking car that also gives us room and is functional. Hyundai has done that with the new 2022 Tucson. So learn more at Hyundai.com.
But you know, because I came from a mother who cleaned every day of her life and still ran a job. Right. And so that's what I don't put up with people that my children date. You ain't going to be lazy. Everybody in this house works. You ain't going to lay up.
My friend, our friend Mallory was saying, she was like, my family is exactly the same way. She said, if you are asleep during the day, everybody in my family's like, oh my gosh,
something's
wrong. Are they sick? Like, you don't nap. Like, I'm not a napper. I have never napped. Mm-mm. I don't understand it. I can't comprehend it, because you know what? I always had kids to take care of. And when they napped,
we worked.
I dang sure couldn't nap, because that's when I had to get my dinner going, do my laundry, work. Yeah, I could get my floors mopped. I'm like, I don't understand it. So I thought that was a funny, because
I think that, I have said to Chase that no woman that you marry is going to come and put her feet under your mama's table and sit there while your mama's working. If your mama's in that kitchen working, if she's cooking, if she's doing dishes, your wife needs to be helping.
Right.
Now, and but Chase has that role model. He knows what you've done his whole life. And, you know, Nick's the official dishwasher.
Yeah, he will wash a dish.
I mean, Nick, when he comes in, what's the first thing he does?
Yeah, if I'm in the kitchen, he does wash the dishes,
yes.
Which I love.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, he jumps in, he cleans those dishes up, and when he's finished eating, what does he do?
Yep, starts cleaning.
He's clearing that table, and he's starting to clean. And so, you know, he does that.
Right.
And Savannah knows what her role is.
Right.
And Savannah gets her role confused at times because Savannah wants to,
you know, I'll do that later. I could do that later. It doesn't have to happen right now.
Mm-hmm. No, you ain't going to sit there and sweat somebody out on your lazy ass, but let somebody else do it.
That's few and far between with her.
Get up. Now, she will slow walk on a dish.
Oh, no.
She'll cook.
Chase is the one that
Chase is
missing.
Going to take a shit. No, Chase is literally, folks, from the time that he was 10 or 11 years old. From the time he had a chore, the chore was that Savannah and Lindsay helped to cook and helped to set the table.
Yeah.
Kyle and Chase had to clean the table up. Every time after he ate, he had to go take a shit. It's no lie.
And he still to this day tries to do it.
He tries to do that. And we called him out for it the other night.
On Mother's Day.
Savannah said, nope, you're not going to the bathroom. You've been pulling that. She said, since she was 13 years old. She said, but I cooked. It's Mother's Day, and you're going to clean.
That's right.
And he's like, who does she think she is as he's cleaning that table up?
Exactly. Exactly.
So, you know.
So I think if we've learned anything, or I think what I've taken away from today's podcast for sure is that Our work is never done. If you're a parent, your work's never done.
Well, if you're a parent, a partner,
yeah,
you know, a spouse, you know, your job's never done, because the moment that you stop working, things start falling apart.
That's right.
So everything of value that you have requires work.
Yep.
If you have a nice home, you got to take care of it. If you have children, you got to keep feeding into them. Mm-hmm. If you have a spouse, you have to feed into that spouse. Because, folks, if you are not feeding the relationship properly, it will be fed somewhere else, and it may not be fed the correct way. So with that being said, I think we're out of time.
Yes.
So I love you. I thank you very much for doing the podcast each week with me. And folks, thank you all for tuning in to Chrisley Confessions. You know, new episodes of Chrisley Knows Best are coming out soon, as well as Growing Up Chrisley. And we thank each and every one of y'all for tuning in to everything that we do. So until next week, good luck and God bless.
This episode of Chrisley Confessions was brought to you by Hyundai. Check out the new 2022 Tucson at Hyundai.com.